Lesson 4. Outcomes. Explain how ropes and knots are used during rescues and at other emergencies. Other emergency scene uses. In addition to hoisting and lowering tools and equipment, utility rope and webbing may also be used in other applications. The most common applications are designating control zones, establishing a search lifeline, and stabilizing objects. Rescue uses. Personnel should never use utility rope during rescue operations. Instead, use life safety rope for rappelling, lifting victims and rescuers, removing victims from ice and swift water situations. These operations require specialized training beyond the firefighter 1 and 2 levels, but you may be required to assist technical rescue personnel in these operations. You must be able to recognize and know how your department uses the life safety ropes, hardware, and equipment. Control zone perimeter. Utility rope has traditionally been used to establish the perimeter to control access to required control zones. Clove hitches with overhand safety knots are used to tie the rope to trees, signposts, or other stationary objects. Search lines. Search lines are used to assist search teams working in dark, smoke-filled, or confined spaces. They allow team members to remain in contact with each other and with firefighters at the line's entry point. They also provide a physical means of finding an exit route. Branch lines are sometimes attached to the main search line, allowing team members to search larger areas away from the search line while remaining in contact with the team, Figure 7.32. For more information about search lines, see Chapter 8, Structural Search and Rescue. Object stabilization. Utility rope and webbing are sometimes used to stabilize an object. For example, they may be used to prevent a vehicle from falling after it has rolled on its side or is suspended over an edge. The rope or webbing is secured to a strong stationary object and then tied to the object to be stabilized, Figure 7.33. Wire rope or cable from a winch may also be used for this operation. Before any work is performed around the object, you must be certain that the rope or webbing and the anchor point are strong enough to hold the weight of the object. The knots are tight and safety knots are in place. The attachment points at both ends are secure and will not pull free. Personnel are clear from the stabilizing line in case it breaks and snaps back.